This is a podcast for sex and disabilities. I thought I'd be talking about positions and this would be a funny thing. And it is kind of funny. But upon thinking about it, I realized that it was more about people and comfortability than about actual positions and sex. You see, there's a lot of taboo around disabled people and sex. And, you know, I could talk to you about confidence, which is the most important thing, because if you're comfortable with yourself, it doesn't matter really what you look like or what you have or what, you know, whatever holds you back or what you perceive to hold you back, because it's all perception, isn't it? Now, I think if you're comfortable with someone, a partner, and you have intimacy without sex, it leads to good sex, and they're more than willing to accommodate you if you have disadvantages. I wouldn't even say disadvantages. A different way to move. And it's about connection, and it's about people, and it's about being comfortable and getting turned on, too. Let's not forget this is still sex, and people like to do it, and it turns you on, and it makes you feel sexy, and it makes you feel alive. And to not be able to experience that as a disabled person because of whatever you think in your head, it's sad and it's a bit ridiculous because everyone should get to enjoy this. That being said, I think there's a lot of taboo against it as well because it's like some people are more disabled than others. And, you know, once I was younger and I went to a website about disabilities, and I was really insecure at the time, and it didn't feel sexy, and I was actually very good looking. I'm still very good looking, and I was like, you know, I put on this site that I didn't understand how to pick up girls because I had a limp, and they got very mad at me. They said, this is not the kind of place where you can say things like that, and I find this to be rude. And I wasn't trying to be rude. I was trying to learn. And someone came on the message board and said, you know, if you meet someone that cares about you, you will have sex and it will be good. And it's more about people than it is movement. Although movement is good, because you do get a flow during sex regardless of how you move. And, you know, people always take care of people with disabilities. They want to do things for them. They want to do that. So it's easy to get complacent or feel like I can't do things or, you know, whatever. People have setbacks. If you don't have one, whether you're disabled or not, you're my hero. I mean, everybody's got something in their mind, and the people that are more spiritually connected and don't, or were born with balls of steel, or for women, tits of steel, I am truly jealous because I feel good most of the times, and sometimes I don't. And the times I don't think I'm as sexy as the times that I do. So this is really just a starter episode, and I wanted to, you know, introduce myself. My name is Jason. I'll be talking to you about issues with disabilities, intimacy being one, and sex being another one. If this podcast actually takes off, I'd be happy to answer questions via email or if people listen to this show. So once again, my name is Jason, and if you have any questions about sex and disabilities, let me know. Thank you.